what we believe, the gospel shall be preached to all the world. When Jesus Christ lived on the earth, he taught others a way to live that would lead them to happiness in this life and the next. His message was one of peace, love, and obedience to God's commandments. He went throughout every city and village preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 8, verse 1. He also taught that ordinances such as baptism are necessary for us to return to our Heavenly Father. See John chapter 3, verse 5. He told his disciples that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. Therefore he sent them forth to preach. Mark chapter 3, verse 14. This is the same task he has given us today. Share his gospel with others. In 1831, he revealed through the prophet Joseph Smith, "This gospel shall be preached unto every nation, and kindred, and tongue, and people." Doctrine and Covenants, section 133, verse 37. We can look to our Savior as an example of how to share the gospel. He taught the gospel clearly. See Matthew chapters 5 through 7. He took advantage of simple unplanned moments to share the gospel. See John chapter 4, verses 4 through 42. And he showed genuine love and concern for others. See 3 Nephi chapter 17. We can do the same. Jesus Christ invites all people to come unto him. We can help people come unto him by sharing his gospel with them. Here are a few ways to do so. 1. Show the joy we feel as we live the gospel of Jesus Christ. 2. Be friendly to all people. 3. Invite friends to church meetings, activities, and service projects. 4. Share copies of the Book of Mormon or the Liahona with those not of our faith. 5. Use the Internet to share the gospel. For instance, we can share our testimonies in a blog or refer people to church websites such as Mormon.org. 6. Prepare as young men, young women, and seniors to serve missions. 7. Invite friends and neighbors to be taught by the missionaries. For more information, see Gospel Principles, 2009, pages 189 through 195. True to the Faith, pages 104 through 106. Sidebars. I would ask that your faith and prayers continue to be offered in behalf of those areas where our influence is limited and where we are not allowed to share the gospel freely at this time. Miracles can occur as we do so. President Thomas S. Monson, Welcome to Conference, Liahona and Ensign, November 2009, page 6. You are called to cry repentance unto this people. And if it so be that you should labor all your days in crying repentance unto this people, and bring, save it be one soul unto me, how great shall be your joy with him in the kingdom of my Father. Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 14 and 15. End of the article, What We Believe. The Gospel Shall Be Preached to All the World.